blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How about a pair of tickets for Jelly Roll? What? And Post Malone. Tickets for Jelly Roll and Post Malone, not yet on sale. Win them before you can buy them right now. Text the word ROCKSTAR, all one word, R-O-C-K-S-T-A-R. Text the word ROCKSTAR to 20357. That is our contest line, 20357. Text ROCKSTAR and you'll be entered to win tickets for Jelly Roll and Post Malone July 1st at Oracle Park, courtesy of Live Nation. This hour's code word is ROCKSTAR. And we're doing this all day. Be listen. Just never turn off Alice. Leave it on. Continue to listen to it.
Tear the knob off.
Rip the knob off. Rip the off knob off, too. Like, just leave it on. All the live long day. Okay. Enough silliness. It's hump day. Congratulations, Shaboozy. You are 1 week away from tying the world record for a longest number one run.
I hope he gets it. It's a good song.
Me too. A bar song, tipsy, Shaboozy.
Why do I feel like you're being sarcastic?
Because I don't feel like that's, you know, it's fine. It is a fine song. How is that like the... You know, at least Old Town Road. Is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
Thinking of? Like, that, I don't know. There was something about that. Like, to me, this, I was like, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't understand, you know, what makes a song the number one song, I guess. Is it?
Yeah.
Sing it.
Yeah, I think
sing
it's a
right
fun
now.
Sing-along.
Sing it.
I always want to sing it. I always want to do the other version of the Urban Club Getting Tipsy. Oh, yeah,
that is how it goes. Now, see, now that you've said it, I'm like, oh, yeah, everybody in the club getting tipsy.
All those songs that you can sing as a group while partying. And what's the one that in Boston they always do?
Oh, I don't know.
Neil Diamond.
Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline is another one. They do them at Boston Red Sox games, right? They all sing it.
So good.
What's the,
so good.
The this is a country thing, but it's I got friends in low places and everybody in the bar is like, let's do it.
That was my high school class song.
It's a sing-along, and those are hits. That's great. Mm. Go Shaboozy.
You know, it would be fine if I didn't. I just feel like I like Lil Nas X better, and I want him to hold on to the title.
All right. Well, let's see who wins.
Well, I'm feeling like it's not looking good for him. I think the Shaboozy's going to do it. This is it. He's at 18. Next week he ties it. The week after that he wins. We'll see. Let's look at the rest of the Billboard Hot. Like, who can come and get him? You know, it doesn't even have to be sequential. Like, he has been not number one and then gotten back up to number one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. There's really nobody on the rise. There's a few, you know, like, number two is Die With a Smile. That's that Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, which, by the way, kept from the number one position. That should be a number one song. It's like, that song, I remember listening to it first. I'm like, this song is, like, kind of ridiculous. Like, it's so silly. But then the more I hear it, the more I'm like, damn, this song is, like, so big. It's such a big song. Ah!
Like, you thought it was silly at first.
Really,
though.
Really silly.
Silly.
I don't know. It felt like, I don't know. It's hard to put into words. I felt like, that's dumb. And then now I'm, I don't know, what am I, three?
They're singing really good. That's dumb.
I don't know.
I just think it has all the classic makings of
It felt derivative to me.
Of a power ballad or whatever.
I felt like Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, so huge. Like, I almost expected more, but then you're right. It has, like, all these classic elements. And the more I listen to it, the more into, like, the shimmering harmonies and everything. Now I think it's great. I think it's been robbed of number one by Shaboozy. Everybody in the club getting tipsy. So maybe they could come and take it. I don't know. But anyway, that's been on the charts for 13 weeks. Held out of the number one spot. It's last week number two, this week number two, peaked at number two. Birds of a Feather, I don't know about that. That's been on for 6 months. Isn't that kind of crazy? This is Billie Eilish. That also peaked at number two. That's in third place. Oh, my God. You know what? I'm looking at how long these things have been on. Espresso, the Sabrina Carpenter song. Mm-hmm. That's been on for 31 weeks. Lose Control. Lose Control. That guy, Teddy Swims, mm-hmm. that's number five. It's a former number one. That's been on for over a year. 66 weeks on the charts. So crazy. Like, and it's still the number five song. Like, people are so not sick of it. Like, I love that song. Somebody named Gracie Abrams, a song called That's So True. Last week it was number 13. This week it's number six.
Oh.
Only on for 4 weeks. Let's see. Post Malone, I Had Some Help. That is at number seven. Taste, Sabrina Carpenter. That's at number eight. Beautiful Things, Benson Boone. Another one that's been on 43 weeks. Beautiful Things is at number nine. And Morgan Wallen, Love Somebody's at number 10. Oh, Chapel Roan dropped out. Peaked out at number four. Chapel Roan, Good Luck Babe is at number 11. Oh, and there's Hozier at number 12. Come on, you guys. Somebody knock this Shaboozy guy out of the number one spot. I want Lil Nas X to keep number one. I want him to keep the record.
Oh, my goodness.
What is it, dear?
So I looked up Gracie Abrams because I don't know that person.
Yeah, me either.
And I was wondering, that is J.J. Abrams' kid.
Really?
J.J. Abrams of
the director,
the movie
guy.
Maker?
The movie man.
That's his kid.
Isn't J.J. Abrams married to that one lady he puts in all his movies?
Katie McGrath is his wife.
I don't know Gracie, but wow, I don't want to, I mean, are we going to say Nepo Baby, or are we going to say, no, she has a great song, and she's a great, let's hear a little of Gracie. Oh, Katie McGrath is the wife. Yeah. I don't know her. I guess I'm thinking of somebody else. Let's look at Gracie Abrams. So the name, hold on, let me tell
Gracie
you.
Gracie is 25. She's a young lady with dark brown hair.
And the number six song in the country.
She's cute as a button.
What's the song?
Called That's So True. All right, we're going to listen to this. Here we go. Oh, it's a close-up of her mouth singing.
Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside. Looking in her big blue eyes. Did it just to hurt me and make me cry? Smiling through it all, yeah, that's what? My life.
You're I have never heard this.
I mean, I want to hear the chorus. You know what? I bet we play this. This sounds like something Janie would like.
Go and warn her.
Gracie Abrams, we've got it on here.
They say a friend just texted me and said she's been opening for Taylor Swift.
Huh? Oh, there you go. That'll do it for you. All right, there you go. That's so funny that she's J.J. Abrams' kid. I don't know. That's good. I don't know if it's nepotism or not.
You don't?
Nope. I have no comment on that. I don't really care. I care more about whether or not Shaboozy is his, you know, breaks Lil Nas X's record. Yesterday was my birthday, and apparently Bobby, who sits right outside of our window here, he is really into astrology, which I did not know. But as I was coming back yesterday to the studio, and he's all like, you know, hey, happy birthday. So you're a Scorpio. And then he looks at me expectantly like I'm going to tell him, you know, yes, and here's, you know, my house is in Mars, and he goes, oh yeah, I'm also a water sign. I'm like, what?
I heard the conversation, and that is exactly how it went.
Oh, yeah. I really just, you know, my impressions of it. And so I'm all like, oh, so you're really into astrology? And he was like, yes. And I said, well, lucky for you, I can tell you, based on your zodiac sign, which Disney princess you are. And it was a story that I had pulled yesterday, but I said, you know how you're like, if I run out of everything, I'll do this story. So I had no plans to do it, but the crowd response in the hallway outside of our office made me go, okay, I'm going to do this story.
So I am someone with two daughters.
Yes.
And I hadn't watched any animated movies at all as a grown up until I had kids. Mm-hmm. I've watched a lot of them now, most of them. The one we've avoided, which is weird because Beauty and the Beast is a classic story. I know a lot of people probably love that as one of their favorites, but because there's a beast in it, we didn't really watch it with our girls when they were young. My daughter's doing the play now.
Mm.
And we're actually gonna go see it this Friday and Saturday and maybe even Sunday as well.
Oh.
But what I'm saying is, that's the one I haven't seen. I still haven't seen it.
What? It's that one is so good.
So I'm gonna see the play before I even see the movie. Oh. But I don't. What's her name? Belle.
Belle.
I don't know Belle. All the other
Belle, and is it Gaston? And Gaston. Then the Beast.
All the other Disney princesses. I'm fully all in. So yeah. Ares.
Ares is Mulan.
I love Mulan.
Mulan, her warrior spirit and down-to-earth personality relates to Ares' energy. So this was, apparently yesterday was National Princess Day too, which, okay, you say. So here is the Disney princess that you are based on your zodiac sign. And yes, I'm going to go through all these. I'll do them fast if I can. But because I tell you, it like not only did Bobby care deeply, but then Sarah's right there and Kalia, and like Lindsay, everybody's like, oh, I'm this. Tell me what I am. I'm like, okay, I'm going to tell you. If you are an Aries, you're Mulan. If you're Taurus, now, can you pull up like the dates for everybody? Because I don't know what month is what. I mean, Bobby, don't be disappointed in me. I just don't care about astrology. I'm only doing this because Sarah everybody goes, cares so much.
I'm going to read through this real quick. We'll get done with it. And now we're going to, it's going to take a while.
You're not helping. Just so you know, you're not helping.
They're up on the screen for you.
Oh, thank you. You're the best. Great. Taurus is April 20th to May 20th. That's the bull. And you are Moana. She isn't afraid of anything, stubborn nature, a desire to do things on her own term. Gemini, that must be, okay, so that's May 21st through June 21st. My son's a Gemini. Gemini's a twin, I think. Ariel from The Little Mermaid. She's a social butterfly with an eclectic personality. Positive attitude, blah, blah, blah. Oh, there's to look at Speak of the Devil, and Bobby walks in and starts unpacking his stuff. They can't hear us out in the hall. I mean,
actually,
they can.
They can,
yeah. But they can't
right
like hear
door,
exactly
right
what we're
wall,
talking about. So, Cancer is Cinderella.
Yay.
Oh, that's you. Yeah.
That's
Cancer is Cinderella. They say she has a nurturing nature like Cancer. Do you feel that you're a nurturer?
Yes.
I mean, you are taking care of a 17-year-old dog who can't see or hear. You nurture the doggy.
I nurture the show.
Leo. That's your daughter who was born in August.
Is that right? I don't know.
I believe so. Leo is July 23rd to August 22nd. Remember, there's a Leo too. Represented by the lion. You are Jasmine from Aladdin.
Oh, that's a good one.
Virgo is Belle from Beauty and the Beast. John's a Virgo. And he loves Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, that's the story I don't know.
Guest, be our guest.
So good.
It is. It's really good. And not only is it a great cartoon, I liked the live action one with Hermione Granger in it. Whatever her name is in real life. Emma something. Button. I don't know. Anyway, Belle from Beauty and the Beast. Virgo, that's your Disney princess. Libra is Snow White. And Libra is like October. She's known for her grace and beauty. I like Snow White. I feel like some of the classic ones, I really was like, you know, waiting to get to Scorpio. I'm like, oh, this is so exciting. What will it be? Mine is Rapunzel from Tangled, who's a doof.
No,
it's a cute,
a good one.
It's a good movie, but she's kind of a doof. Like she's, you know, tripping over her own hair all the time.
Huh. Well, she's got all the hair.
Pick it up. Get used to it. You've had it all this time. Rapunzel is Scorpio. She yearns for change and manifests her freedom in Scorpio nature.
That's not you.
I
know. You don't yearn for change.
Oh my God. I definitely do not. Keep everything the same. Sagittarius. I think that's my mom. That's like December birthday. Merida from Brave.
For the record.
Yes, dear.
As I sit here and I just told you, we avoided Beauty and the Beast because of the Beast. I showed Isla Brave because I didn't know.
Oh.
There's bears in Brave that scared the living mother you know what out of her.
Really?
And she had nightmares about bears for at least a year.
Yeah.
About, are there bears there? No bears anywhere. Why are you asking me? She didn't sleep. That movie.
Fear of bears will keep you out of the woods, and then you don't have to make that one decision.
Very good
so
point.
So it's, you know, it's all right. Merida from Brave. That, which I found to be an unexpectedly delightful
I loved it.
Movie. I really liked her. I liked the whole thing. I liked that she didn't wind up with some dude.
I loved it, and I loved the message, and I loved the whole thing until that night when she couldn't sleep, and I went, what are you tripping on? Wow. The bears. The bears.
The bears.
Capricorn. for some reason is not included in your list here.
Oh,
I know. Capricorn is Tiana from Princess and the Frog. Did you hear that story about like everyone's super mad about the Tiana ride?
And no,
it's like a bayou ride.
I love that movie.
The music in that is great.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently it's some new ride.
It's what used to be Splash Mountain.
And it's still, they say it's so splashy now, people are emerging completely soaked and they're pissed off about it. They're like, it's like, but it was a water ride the whole time.
Well, it does suck to be like, an amusement park day is long.
Yes.
That's why you go on the water ride early.
Oh, I was going to say, that's why you do it last when you're all hot and sticky.
You're over it.
Oh, it keeps you nice and cool.
I don't even go on that one.
Anyway, Capricorn, you're Tiana from Princess and the Frog. Aquarius, you're Raya and the Last Dragon.
Yeah,
I have not seen that.
Oh, I
should watch that.
Love it.
That was another good one.
And mm-hmm. Pisces is Aurora from Sleeping Beauty. So there you go. Those are the, in fact, you know what? I'll put this up. I'll go ahead and put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Give me a second here. Because I also have to do a show. So Lamar Odom, we talked about this, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. It's creepy, in my humble opinion, that Lamar Odom went to the Real Doll Factory, which is, I believe, in Vegas. And he said, I want you to make me one that looks like my ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian. And they went, yeah, we can do that. And like the sheer range of things that you can select for your real doll. I want the one part to look like this. I'm going to take those nipples over there. Let's have, you know, a back door that looks like this. All the stuff. It's profound how many selections you have to choose from. So he went on a podcast recently after that being the big story about, like, that's the thing I'll think about now whenever I hear Lamar Odom's name is you couldn't have the real thing, so you went and got the real doll. He said, yeah, it's sick. He says, it's sick, but I think we're all a little off, a little weird. A little. And then he went on to say, yeah, they're going to make it to look like her. I need, like, a harem. I'm not sure. What does that mean? He's going to get a bunch of, like, he's going to get all the Kardashian girls?
Not a bad idea.
I have to believe he's just hoping that she sees he still loves her and that she comes back. I can't imagine he actually lays down with that thing.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
No, I don't think so.
Don't be ridiculous.
This is
of course
a PR
he's gonna bang
move
that thing.
On
Stop
his
it.
Part, hoping he can win her back by saying I had the ultimate lady and I blew it and I hope she would take me back. There's no way he humps that thing.
He definitely humps her. You're crazy.
No.
He's a dude the whole time. Even if he throws it out afterwards, he's definitely going to hump it. Lamar Odom, 45-year-old Lamar, says he believes the doll is important for his mental health. The host of the podcast goes, a sex doll that looks like your ex-wife is about mental health? He says, for me, it would be. Okay. As for where he stands with her today, he says, I don't speak to her, but she cares about me. I could text her and she'll reply. It's so sad.
It is sad.
It is actually really, really sad. Really, really.
And there's a lot of drunks and drug addicts in this world who are caught in that broken thing that they broke. They broke it. It's their fault.
Right.
And then on the other side of it, maybe they got themselves together or maybe they're still stewing in their own mess, but still can't get over the fact that they let that or ruined that one thing they had that was great.
And he did ruin it.
Yeah, he did.
No question about it. Did you ever show your kids How to Train Your Dragon?
What?
The movie How to Train Your Dragon. It's a cartoon.
I've moved on.
It's the next
story. Yeah, I may have seen that. I don't know.
I loved it. I thought it was great. I think they might have done a second one. I'm not sure. But what they have done now is it's a live action remake of this. So it's the dragons are all going to be CG, obviously. Mm. But I've watched the little teaser trailer this morning and I'm like, oh my God, I love it. Because it isn't full CG. It's humans and then people wearing green screens that they later turn into dragons.
Mm.
It looks really good to me. So I put the teaser trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I put another teaser. Oh, here's another one that I put up today. The Minecraft movie. It's another teaser trailer, not a full thing. It's Jack Black, Jason Momoa. And it's this Minecraft movie if you got a kid, you know about Minecraft. And my sister, even who's, you know, in her 50s, she's like, yeah, I play Minecraft all the time. I love it. I have my whole little setup. She's in. So there are people, you know, people who like Minecraft. This is for you. It looks kind of cool. I do like a rectangular bee, a cube-shaped sheep. It's fine. It's all good. That's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page as well. Okay, Vince, what's coming up?
Okay, so let's get to the front of this. A percentage of people get their news from their influencer is a Titanic problem, and more after these.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
I guess so. Yes. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tickets for Taylor Swift's Closing Night of the Eras tour could be yours just by listening to us on the free Odyssey app. Listen for at least 1 hour during the course of a day to get your daily entry to win a trip for two to see Taylor Swift at her final Eras tour stop in Vancouver, Canada, round trip airfare for two, and a two-night hotel stay.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill in San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and their new spot, Cantina Jack's in Pleasant Hill.
All right.
Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes, open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
Jack's.
Okay, the big storm is hitting. It might be raining in the North Bay where you are now, and it's going to continue to spread. I'm going to avoid some of the nonsense and just let you know it's going to be a big storm, and there's going to be a lot of rain, and there's also going to be some snow, which is all good.
I need less screaming, more thunder. maybe some like dun 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 dun.
You know what?
Oh, you want music too? Jeez.
Yeah, well, I want it to be like really exciting. We're about to get into winter here.
That apartment that I own over in Santa Cruz is right near the boardwalk.
Oh,
and you can hear every day. It's close enough that you can hear the people on the roller coasters. Yeah, that sound that he's playing right there is in the background. It's actually quite comforting. I enjoy it. Like, I've grown to really enjoy that. Yeah. And the sound of sea lions, because they're also under the wharf. They're doing their thing, right. Anyway, I didn't mind that.
Oh. Yeah, I feel like I can't hear the storm. It just sounds like the boardwalk, right? Boardwalk!
Ladies and...
There you go. There's more storm.
Yeah, a little more storm. It's still less people.
Way more storm.
You don't kill the people. Let's hear what it sounds
Spike
like without
the
them.
Storm.
Spike the storm, drop the people.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah, that. Oh, yeah. Now we're talking. Now,
I feel
more
that now.
Wind, crank it up louder and put some, you know, the oncoming, the rush of the storm that's coming to get us.
We'll check back with you next hour. It's Wednesday, everyone, and it's Transgender Day of Remembrance, which focuses on trans people who've lost their lives because of violence. Transgender Day of Remembrance is marked every November 20th and began in 99 to honor Rita Hester, a trans woman who was killed in Massachusetts. Violence against trans people is up. It's a terrible statistic. And I just want to remind everyone that this little sentence here, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is what all of us want.
And, you know, that's what America's about.
Mm-hmm.
Let people pursue what makes them happy, even if it's different from what you want to pursue. And please, you know, don't beat people up when you're drinking. You're a jerk.
About 20% of Americans regularly get their news from influencers on social media.
Oh my God, that's a great place to get your news from. Those guys, they're so well informed.
Not only is it not surprising, but it's no different than if you were to get it from a news channel. If you go to MSNBC, you're getting served what you want. And if you go to Fox, you're getting served what you want.
Right, exactly.
And we've discussed this at length many times. We pursue the news that confirms our beliefs. So
that is true. We do that.
They're talking about
don't get your news here, by the way. I just did a doo-doo joke. You don't want that. Come on.
They're talking about the Platform X mostly, but that's where people are getting their stuff from.
Boy, that's a great, that seems like a totally legit place to get your news.
I wonder how many, if you went to one of your kids, Sarah, they're in their 20s, right?
Yes.
And you said, who's Dan Rather? Would they go, he's a news guy from the whatevers. Or
I'm
Peter Jennings
kids.
Or Tom Brokaw. Like there, when I growing up, it was those three guys.
Yes.
Peter Jennings, Tom Brokaw, or Dan Rather were the people you got your news from. And at the generation before me, they would even say, oh, what's the guy's name?
Cronkite.
Cronkite was the big guy that brought everybody their stories.
Okay, I wrote, who is Dan Rather? Don't look him up, just so you don't know if you don't.
Great. Because we were talking about my dad's old classic car, I thought this story would be fun. A 65-year-old dad in Texas sold his dream car in the 80s after his second kid was born.
Oh, like he needed the
He
cash.
Bought a minivan.
Mm.
His name is Earl Gwines. And
Earl.
He used to tease his son Jared about it, saying he sold his 67 Camaro for diaper money. Oh. You punk. Be a good kid.
There's truth in joking.
Yeah.
Such a good car, too.
What is it again?
It's a 67 Camaro.
Okay. That's a good car.
Oh, it's a good year. Yeah. Absolutely. I think there are people out there who would go 67 to 69 Camaro. Those are the
those
years.
Are the ones.
If you're going to get a Camaro, those are the years.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
I want one.
Beautiful.
That's badass. That's like a that badass 60s car.
Yeah.
It almost looks like a Mustang from some angles.
How dare you?
Look at the one on the bottom. It's just sort of the front end
of
it looks like.
Listen,
that.
All those old classic like, cars, SS. If you're of a certain age, you see them and you go, oh, if only. You know, it's funny. I was at this. There's a classic car. I don't know if they're a dealer or a museum,
yeah.
But they're near my house.
You've said this.
And I've been there a few times as just a walk through, and it's neat to see all these old cars. And if you talk to someone, they'll tell you, you know, these cars are this, they're that, but they're also a bitch to drive. They're not comfortable. They're gas hogs. They don't have the power steering. Any car you buy today will drive better than one of those.
Right.
You have to really be committed to wanting to smell gas and wanting like all the stuff that these things do. My dad loved it. I still think I'd love it if
the look is great.
Yeah, they're great.
But it is true. Like the modern car has so many conveniences built into it. I mean, even just backup cameras. I can't live without those. I mean, I need those now. Come on, please. What? I got to crank my head.
All
what
the
are you
stuff.
Talking about? Swing
every
my
single
arm
thing.
Over and you just know, like it automatically hooks up with the thing I was listening to in the house. I'm like, okay, great. Good.
You look at them and you think great memories. And then you think about the car that you drove in with your friend, maybe back when you were 16 and it smelled like gas when the heater was turned on or something where you're like, I think we might die if we keep the heater on. We'll turn it off. Like, but it's freezing. Well,
deal with
it. Put a jacket on. It's right. That or we die from fuming, you know.
Or because we only have a lap belt, not a shoulder belt. We're going to die in this car. Just accept it. Let's move on with our lives. What little there is of them left.
Anyway, so Earl Gwines
Earl.
Teased his son, Jared, that he sold his 67 Camaro for diaper money. And he bought a minivan. And now 4 decades later, after he sold it, Jared gave him his Camaro back.
The one?
He couldn't find the one, but he found the same model year and spent 2 years fixing it up in secret and then gave it to him on his 65th birthday.
Oh, my God. 2 years fixing it. So did he get the bug from his dad, too? Like, the dad loves the classic cars, fixes them up, and now this kid.
Must be.
That is amazing.
He said it was the best way he could think of to thank his dad for being such a good dad. And I bet Earl Gwines pooped himself right there in the driveway when
myself.
He saw that. I mean, come on. And then he realized, I can't steer this thing with my arthritis.
Yeah.
But you know what? It looks good in the driveway.
The rack and pinion steering isn't really working for me anymore.
Oh, well.
Oh, that's so fun, though. That's so sweet. I love that. You know, today is like pay your parents back day or some silly thing.
It
like
is?
Like, yeah. It's, you know, that never happens. National Pay Your Parents Day. Pay back your parents' day. And that is a payback. That's a beautiful story for a day like today. I like it.
I'm not a cruise guy.
Oh. Are you a cruise guy, Maddie?
What do you mean, cruise
like
guy?
Like a crew, get on a cruise. Get on a ship, go for a cruise.
No, I don't like.
I know cruise.
I've never been on a cruise either. People. I would like to be on a cruise someday. I mean, I loved the Love Boat when I was a kid.
I think they're more for drinkers.
Yeah.
No, that does sound like something I would be doing
like
on there.
Burning up an entire day drinking and eating is like, okay, if that sounds like heaven to you, you should try a cruise. Except cruises do take place out in the ocean, and the ocean is doing its thing.
Yes, yeah.
There's no like, we're coming through. If you could calm the you know what down and just let us pass,
well,
and then you can
here,
kick
right.
back up and do your thing. A Royal Caribbean cruise called Explorer of the Seas docked in Miami on Sunday after leaving Spain November 2nd.
Oh, wow. That is a...
It was supposed to arrive last Thursday, but there was an incident.
Oh.
5 days in, they hit storms. And they got hit with a huge windstorm near the Canary Islands off Africa that left the ship tilted to one side with thousands of people on board. They said, one passenger said, it felt like a 45-degree angle and lasted for at least 3 minutes. I pulled up video of this, so I'll just tell you because I can't show you that, obviously. We're on the radio, and you're driving. What are you, ridiculous?
Yeah, stop. Stop asking for visuals.
Right. The whole thing tilts, and glass, and everything starts sliding. So it's not like you're on a boat. The ship, they're so big. It's not like everything's tied down.
Right. It doesn't feel like a little boat that's getting tossed by every little wave. This thing is just, it's like a building laying down in the water.
Laying down in the water. And they said, as this was happening, My Heart Will Go On from Titanic coincidentally happened to be playing.
No.
Wouldn't you be like, oh, we're going down.
Because we obviously are.
Grab the door.
And don't forget that there you are with y'all, you know, seven drinks in you.
Oh, is this me? Is this real life?
Grab a door and don't let anybody else on it.
Yeah, no, grab two doors if you've got two people. Everybody gets a door.
Can't fit two.
Oh my gosh. So there's video of all the stuff on the boat, sliding off
ship.
Down the side and people walking like this, trying to get, and they're running because they're totally afraid.
Oh boy.
Anyway, cruise ships, I'm sure they're fun. I have no interest.
Right. Boats, though, they do seem fun.
A guy on board talked to a reporter who was disembarking in Miami and revealed that My Heart Will Go On from Titanic was playing when this happened.
Well, that's very fitting. That's, you know, I'm the king of the world.
He said, at first, because the song was playing, they thought it was part of a show.
Oh.
And then all the crap started breaking around them and realized, oh, this is not a show. Thankfully, the ship was fine. It righted itself and they returned to port. Everything was only one person ended up needing medical attention. But they did get back to Miami 3 days late.
Mm.
Yikes.
That's one boat you really want to get off of, right? You're like, okay, enough of this.
You know what I'm thinking of right now as the song plays? I remember being in the movie theater between my girlfriend at the time and her roommate.
Oh.
And this Titanic movie, we're watching Titanic, and it's the longest movie at that point in my life that I think I'd ever seen and just wanted the hell out.
Oh, it was like being on a cruise.
I really liked
cruise.
That girl, so I just sat there, you know, biting my neck, like, when can we...
Beam me up, Scotty!
Get me out of here!
Such a good movie. It's a great movie.
It is a good movie.
Did you see it in a theater?
Yeah.
It's a long watch, man.
Yeah, it's long.
Oof.
It's long. It's all right. I mean, I will say, people lost their minds over that movie. You know, it was the first movie to ever cross $1 billion. People would go and see it day after day. It's a fine movie. It's a fine movie.
King of the world.
Yeah,
I don't like
King
it.
Of the world. It's just a movie. You know, sometimes things catch fire, and I miss that boat.
I have no idea why that one became as big as it did.
Romance, Leo, Kate.
How about a fast back?
Yes, I would love a fast back, please.
Fast,
and thank
fast,
you.
Fast, fast. Polo ponies gallop up to 30 miles per hour in quick bursts on grass fields the size of 9 football fields. So players have to bring about a dozen horses per match to prevent exhaustion and injury.
Mm. Wow.
That's a lot of horses per person.
That is a lot of horses.
Like if you're into polo, you're rich.
Oh.
Beyond.
Mm. Like you have to be so, so rich. It's not like you can be like the struggling polo player who shows up with your one scrappy little polo pony because he's just like, oh my God, we're one chukka in.
Is there another way to transport a dozen horses than in at least 6 side-by-side trailers?
Maybe you could do it in 3-4 carries.
Do they have 4 carries?
They do have 4. Oh, okay. They have 4. But I don't think they have like 12 carries.
And you don't want too many in one. What, I mean,
think about
God
that.
Forbid
I don't know
an
how many
accident
players
happens, half your team's gone.
Right.
You need to.
How many people are it play at the same time on one team? 10. Let's say 5 people.
You went to horse college.
Yeah, but I didn't go for polo. I did. I do know that the periods are called chukkas.
Oh, you threw some polo real knowledge out there just a second ago.
Well,
I heard you say
it,
that.
I said it. I went
chukka.
Wow.
From Land of the Lost.
I know. That's chukka. That's chukka. Isn't it? Chaka?
Chaka Ungari. Oh. Chaka song. I don't know. Just talk like that.
Anyway, I don't know how many people are on a team, but if there's 5 players on each side, that's 60 horses per team. If they each need a dozen, that's like so many horses.
Yeah, like, what are you
like,
kidding
how
me?
Do you?
I don't know.
It's probably
that's, I'm
why
asking.
Polo
we
is
are
never
turning
really,
to you.
I think it's
for
just never caught
news
on because it's just to the logistics of getting your team and all your team's horses. And all the team's men. It just seems like too much. I'd be like, let's find a way to make this a simpler game.
A chemist named William Mitchell is credited as the key inventor behind Pop Rocks, Tang, and Cool Whip.
Wow. Those are 3 biggies.
Yep, they're all from an era, though.
Yeah, they are.
So there was that guy was on fire with the inventions. And then...
Right. Tang was such a thing. Kids, Tang is like an orange drink that was for the astronauts, supposedly. You mix it with water, and it has a very particular taste. And if you grew up with it, I liked it. And I was like, yeah, I'll take some Tang, definitely. Oh, and now we're going to do the Cool Whip.
Let's hear
this
it.
What'd you say? You can't have a pie without Cool Whip. Cool Whip? Cool Whip, yeah. You mean Cool Whip? Yeah, Cool Whip. Cool Whip. Cool Whip. Cool Whip. Cool Whip.
Okay.
You're saying it weird. Why are you putting so much emphasis on the H?
What are you talking about? I'm just saying it. Cool Whip. You put Cool Whip on pie. Pie tastes better with Cool Whip.
Say whip. Whip. Now say Cool Whip. Cool Whip. Cool Whip. Cool Whip. Cool Whip. Cool Whip.
It's a baby. That's a baby at a dog arguing on the best show of all time. Family Guy. Cool Whip.
Whip.
Cool Whip. Whip.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Anyone else find it weird Vin was sitting in between his girlfriend and her friend in the movie?
I did notice that.
Why is that weird?
Because it's like you're on a date with 2 girls. The roommate should sit on the other side of the friend.
Yeah.
She should sit by the person that she knows, not by the person that her roommate is dating.
I didn't think anything of it.
Mm. Well, what else happened at that apartment?
Maybe they know. Believe me, that didn't happen.
And
she was hot.
Yeah, go on. Tell me everything.
She was hot.
The friend and the girl? Both
of
them.
Is she the one who was in a towel and was sitting on the couch?
It wasn't a towel. They were boxer shorts.
And you could see her whole lady
area.
Yep. Yeah.
And yeah. I was sitting.
That's what's happening here.
Here's what
people
happened.
Okay, tell me everything.
I'm at my girlfriend's house. She has this hot roommate.
Yeah.
Her hot roommate had just gone through a breakup.
Mm.
She's sitting on the couch. She'd been in the house for, I don't know, 2 days, you know, breakup.
So she's there. She's got her Haagen-Dazs and her bonbons.
She's bummed. She's in a big sweatshirt and a pair of boxers or whatever. And she's sitting on the couch, laying on her side, watching TV. And I sit down at an angle from her and I just sit down. And then I look up and go, whoa. Okay, I can see
the full Monty.
All the stuff. Yeah. Out the side of the boxers.
Well, did you keep looking?
Well, I looked and then I looked away and then I found myself going, there's no way I can still be sitting here when my girlfriend comes in the room and sits next to me because she's going to see that there's no way to not see what I see. It's not like I could go, oh, I didn't notice. You couldn't possibly not notice.
Right. If you looked anywhere in that direction, there it was.
She was like this. I'll try to give you a visual if I can.
Oh, yeah. Oh, please do. Oh, yeah. Yes. That'd be.
So Vinny is getting up from his chair.
She was like, if you are me.
Okay, I'm you.
She was sitting like this. Yeah. And there was a stake, like right, if you know what I mean, like there, was there.
So, okay.
Right, oh, God.
Because
the boxer had moved aside and all the stuff was on display.
The leg of the thing is wide enough that it hangs down and got
I was like, oh, my God, I got to move. Oh, you're so happy with your video?
Oh, yeah.
Very cute. I'm going to send that to you right stories. Now. We'll put that right up on the.
Anyway. It was just one of those moments where I got right up and went, I can't be seen sitting here. And I didn't know. I probably should have just said, you know.
It was there. I wanted to look at it.
No,
it doesn't matter.
No.
I love yours more.
I probably should have just
yours
said.
Yours is prettier.
Hey, bro, you know, you'd pull your shorts. But I didn't. I was nervous. I got up. I walked out of the room.
And I wouldn't have said anything.
I don't think you say anything. I feel like you did the right thing on all counts. I feel like a lesser man would have just sat there drooling.
Yep, that's me.
This is definitely a long time before someone could have pulled out their camera phone and gone
and then move seats.
Yeah, there was just not.
Let me just get a quick shot of that and then move on. And then your girlfriend's going through your phone and she's like, why are there pictures of my girlfriend's cooch in here?
They put Vin in the middle so he couldn't escape the movie. There's probably some truth to that.
Sure.
People who know me get to know me.
Quickly.
Yeah.
There's not a steep learning curve.
Sarah, you're getting the polo all wrong. Four players. Yes, we can haul our horses.
10 to 12 horses and more.
Oh,
per
okay.
person.
Yeah.
And I think you mean chuckers.
Chuckers?
Chuckers.
Oh, no. Let me look it up.
Thanks, Linda, for that.
Yeah, thanks.
Great. Now I want some Tang. Sherry, Concord, app.
Chucker. Chucker. Oh, hang on. It's spelled both ways. C-H-U-K-K-A and C-H-U-K-K-E-R-S.
It's okay. Linda, you don't want to fight with her. She will... Try to win.
That is true.
Always.
Well, I think I'm sharing the victory with you, Linda. I see that they're both here.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash?
Hold on. Let me find out. Oh, we're going to check in on Britney Spears. Yep. Still weird.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.